I was about to give up when I saw a delivery boy of perhaps 20 carrying a tray stacked with lunch boxes. In those days, a number of the restaurants around Gion made deliveries and sent a boy around during the afternoon to pick up the empty boxes. Usually, they were stacked in a crate that was either carried by hand or strapped to a bicycle. I don't know why this young man was using a tray. In any case, he was half a block away, walking toward me. I could see that Mameha was looking right at him, and then she said, "Make him drop the tray." Before I could make up my mind whether she was joking, she turned up a side street and was gone. I don't think it's possible for a girl of 14, or for a woman of any age, to make a young man drop something just by looking at him in a certain way. I suppose such things may happen in movies and books. I would have given up without even trying if I hadn't noticed two things. First, the young man was already eyeing me as a hungry cat might eye a mouse. And second, most of the streets in Gion didn't have curbs, but this one did, and the delivery boy was walking in the street not far from it. If I could crowd him so that he had to step up onto the sidewalk and stumble over the curb, he might drop the tray. I began by keeping my gaze to the ground in front of me, and then tried to do the very thing Mameha had done to me a few minutes earlier. I let my eyes rise until they met the young man's for an instant, and then I quickly looked away. After a few more steps, I did the same thing again. By this time, he was watching me so intently that probably he'd forgotten about the tray on his arm, much less the curb at his feet. When we were very close, I changed my course ever so slightly to begin crowding him so that he wouldn't be able to pass me without stepping over the curb onto the sidewalk. And then I looked him right in the eye. He was trying to move out of my way, and just as I had hoped, his feet tangled themselves on the curb, and he fell to one side, scattering the lunch boxes on the sidewalk. Well, I couldn't help laughing, and I'm happy to say that the young man began to laugh too. I helped him pick up his boxes, gave him a little smile before he bowed to me more deeply than any man had ever bowed to me before, and then went on his way. I met up with Mameha a moment later, who had seen it all. "I think perhaps you're as ready now as you'll ever need to be," she said, and with that, she led me across the main avenue to the apartment of Wazasan, her fortune-teller, and set him to work finding auspicious dates for all the various events that would lead up to my debut, such as going to the shrine to announce my intentions to the gods, and having my hair done for the first time, and performing the ceremony that would make sisters of Mameha and me.